Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we kind of play catch up. What didn't we get to the show last weekend? What are we going to get to this weekend? And we're going to fill in between. So we've got, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning here where we're going to about 3/4 of an inch of rain, I think, in Portland. But, man, I'm thinking about you guys all up there in WEEU country, all of you guys in the Northeast up there. Man, some of you guys, I'm looking on the Weather Channel right now, and you're showing you could get 20 to 24 inches of snow today and tonight. So keep it safe out there. Be ready for that. I hope everybody's prepared. We don't get any winter like that right now. Out here in the Northwest, for everybody else in the rest of the country, we are in rainy season on this side of the state. Now, our friends over on the eastern side and all of you guys out there, you guys get snow. We're probably another month away from getting snow here on the ground in the Portland area, if we do it all. We didn't really get it at all last year. We got maybe a skiff, but it was funny. Every time that it did, it lasted for a few hours, and I was out of town, so I didn't get to enjoy any of it. But just, you know, maybe we'll get a little winter this year. We could use a little bit just for some fun. Now, after this important message from our friends at Solo Sales Company, we're going to talk about the midweek special and quality of materials. We'll be right back.
Hard water. About 85% of American households have it. It does damage to your plumbing system, tears up your water heater or coffee maker. If you want a water softener without using the heavy bags of salt that everyone dislikes dealing with, check out Natural Soft. It uses a catalytic process instead of salt to control that hard water. When you mix that with Natural Soft's water filtration system, you now have a system to take care of it all. For a clean water you can depend on from Natural Soft, head to solosalescompany.com. Check the show notes for the link and make sure and tell them Eric G sent you.
Well, today I wanted to talk about, in our midweek special, quality of materials. Now, this is one of those things that I want to put everything into a perspective. And I'm not talking the lowest of low end. I'm not talking the highest of high end. But let's talk about home centers for a minute. When you walk into that big box store, generally speaking, if you say zero is the ultimate low end and 10 is the ultimate high end, most of the stuff in a big box store are in that maybe 2 to 5 category. You're like, what? Yeah, they are in that 2 to 5 category out of 10. Because if you, great example. Now, here's what has caused this in the home centers. Years ago, you used to get a wider spread of that stuff. But because of the market pushing prices down and wanting to be more affordable for everybody, they have really pushed manufacturers into only carrying the lower end stuff. Great example, toilets. Now, you can walk in and buy a $250 toilet, sure. But those manufacturers have pushed those prices down to be there. Now, I have caught home centers having manufacturers build lower quality products to go into that. Now, you could have a toilet that you get a B-grade toilet there, even though it's got the right part number and the right name on it. Maybe it's got a little flaw on the side. So if you walk down to your plumbing professional home center, you know, maybe it's your local plumbing store where the plumbers go buy stuff, right? Sometimes, here's some of the tricks that I see out there that I want you to look for. Boxing, color boxes. You'll see the plumbing store have a completely different packaged product than what's in the home center. And I'm talking about, it's definitely different. That's one of my warning signs to see if they are selling two different products between the two. Because I have seen in the past, because I have done the research, when I went down and bought a brand A faucet from the plumbing wholesaler, went one bought at the home center, pulled them apart, and the insides are a completely different, lower quality than what's there. Now, there's a $50, $75, $100 difference between those two places because they cut it down to make it more affordable and more price competitive for the home center. So it's one of those things to keep in mind. Now, the home centers as well, as many times, unless you're doing their financing, if you are looking at cabinetry, it is probably one of the most expensive places to go buy that brand of cabinetry compared to one of the local dealers for that brand. Here's why. A home center that's national carries, again, brand A out there. When you've got brand A, they say, okay, you're going to put in free displays that'll get changed out every 2 years, and you're going to pay for that, and you're going to have a rep in my store for every 2 weeks. Well, if you're out in the middle of North Dakota and they got to hire a rep for North Dakota, where maybe in many cases you'd have a rep if it was an independent cabinet dealer that covers two or three states, they want one local because they got to be in there, you're putting a ton of overhead in there. So those home centers have to pay a little bit more for the cabinet company to make that worthwhile. Plus, traditionally, home centers have less experienced designers than an independent dealer. So they have more mistakes. Now, sometimes those mistakes have to get absorbed by the cabinet manufacturer. So again, that leaves it where they're selling it to the home center at a higher overhead. Many times, if you walk in and you've got a quote from the home center, it can easily be beat by the local dealer for that very reason, and they can still make a fair, profitable thing. Now, there'll be specials where they give off, you know, $1,000 off or, hey, no interest financing. That's when you start to get semi-competitive with it. But just remember, that's not always the cheapest place to buy it. And I'm seeing more and more of this where people walk into a home center and they think that this is the middle, you know, 20% to 70%, you know, if that 2 to 7, let's call it, out of that 0 to 10 scale. It's not the case. It's not the case at all. So just think about that. If you walk into a plumbing store, you are missing the other half of the industry. If you walk into a lighting store, you're missing the other half of the industry. If you walk into a flooring store, they might get up to 6 in there, but because it's special order. But really, other half of the industry. Same with appliances too. So just think about what they're geared toward. They are geared toward being affordable and being on the lower half of the price point scale. So it's depending what you're looking for out there. And the same thing even with power tools. Some power tools I have seen on YouTube, some people tear brands apart and see that they're built a little differently in the home centers than they are at the pro tool stores. So again, one of those things to be very careful of. Do your research.
and see what you can find out there online before you do it. But just be careful, guys. I don't want you going in thinking, man, I just bought the most expensive thing in the home center, and this is going to fix my problem. And come to realize you just spent, if you'd have spent $40 more, you could have got something from a different place that would have worked so much better. But just because you walked into the wrong building, that could cost you. Now, home centers are great. I do a lot of business in them myself. I'm going in there getting screws and bolts and lumber and everything else, you know, little pieces, all that kind of stuff. But this is not one of those places that I go do a lot of the big business in there because I deal with the local store. You're going to get a better service out of it, too. I don't buy flooring from the home center. I will buy appliances sometimes because they do get special buys that are going to be more cost effective than your local dealer. But it's a good place to start for many other products. Lighting, hit and miss sometimes, you know. Am I in there buying my lawn and garden stuff? Yeah, all the time, you know. But just think about that, of what the quality is for those materials. And you might be better off to go hit that specialty store to get a better deal or just better service all around. All right, coming up this weekend on Around the House, we're going to be diving into some tile stuff. So we're going to be talking with William White from Ardex. He's a buddy of mine. We'll be talking about grout with him. And then we've got Z from Z Collection talking about where tile is going, what styles are hot, what's not, and what you should be thinking about when you're tackling your own projects. All that and more coming up on Around the House with Eric G this weekend. And don't forget our Pro Insider special for you in the trades tomorrow. We have a fun one. This will be fun. This is Carrie Ockery. She's a life coach. She's that coach that helps you make those good decisions for your career and everything else. She's also a rock star, so we're going to have some fun with that as well. All that and more coming up on this week's whole gamut of Around the House with Eric G. All right, everybody, I got to get back out here and keep going on some other projects. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Stay tuned this weekend. We have so much more coming on. Don't forget, I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call. Oh.